Hello and welcome to Park the Bus, the podcast that talks everything Scottish football from up and down the country. Tonight we're doing something a little bit different. We're carrying on with what we've been doing in the last few weeks with interviewing sort of guests and having them on the show. This is a different sort of hosting voice that you're hearing tonight. Yes, it is me, it is Kieran. I am taking the reins tonight. I have no one helping me. This is the first time I've done it, so you can imagine the nerves are setting in, but I've got a man to keep me calm and relaxed throughout tonight. So our special guest is, of course, Norrie Work. You may know him from being the football vlogger on YouTube. So instead of me just rambling on and talking about Norrie, why don't you introduce yourself to the people of the podcast?
Hi, I'm Norrie Work, and I do matchday vlogs, and I've met Kieran and Andy and quite a few other people at some games, and it's always good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Norrie, sort of first question is, what got you into football? Most and foremost, what was the start of it?
It's amazing. My dad wasn't actually a football fan, but my brother, when he was at primary school, he's 3 years older than me, he was always had guys on at him, a Hearts and Hibs fan, saying who do you support, who goes, well, I don't know, you know. So eventually he said, this is true. Eventually he said, whoever wins Edinburgh Derby, I'll support. So I could have been a Hibs fan, but I ended up being a Hearts fan because Hearts won. And he became, you know, a football fan, going to the games, and he told me about the games. And I'm going back in the late 60s, so I have to go back a few years. And it was 1968 was the Scottish Cup final, Hearts versus Dunfermline. And that was the first game I remember going through to. And he was telling me all about it was 6-5 or something like that, Dundee United. It wasn't a semi-final, I think it was one of the rounds.
Right.
It was amazing. I remember telling me all about it. So I had this great thing about football, you know. So I went through to Hampden, and my dad took us through because my mum wouldn't allow us to go, you know. It was Mike wanting me to go. And I was only about 11 at the time. So that was my first sort of memory of football. And I suppose the idea of a big trip through to Glasgow, I don't think I'd been... Probably the furthest had been is North Berwick or something like that, you know. So it was a great trip, and so that's the way I got into football. And Hearts got beat, of course. I didn't realise it would be all that time until Hearts would win something again. But anyway, that was it.
So it's interesting that obviously you're talking about you brought up a jambo and grew up supporting Hearts, but for anyone that knows your good self, Norrie, you've got quite a lot of affiliation with civil service strollers. So how did that come about?
That was because when I started revisiting my sort of ground-topping ventures and all that, and I could maybe say something after about that, about how I got there as well. The first game I went to, which was sort of neutral, shall we say, ground-topping with civil service strollers, and because they're in the sort of, when I say my area and the ward that I represent, that's another story, but they are my Lowland League team, the closest team. And but what a great welcome I had there when I went there. And that's the thing that you find about the lower league footballs. You know, I went myself, then I got talking to the secretary, I can't remember his name now, is it Stuart or something? And he was talking to me, you know, asking, you know, how he was there. You know, I suppose it's quite obvious when there's only about 90 odd people there and they know who the fans are. No, there's a new guy. But it was a good welcome, and that's how I got really associated with the strollers. I thought after that, oh, I'll go again now and again to the odd game, you know.
And I think you've met, got quite sort of associated with Terrace Trails as well, because he seems to have quite a following with civil service.
That's right,
he?
And I think, I don't know if it was because, again, the warm welcome he got there, but yes, he was one of my first followers on Twitter.
Right.
Craig and Ben, the East Fife ground topper. So they were, but he's always had that affiliation as well, with the strollers. And he sponsors a player, I know that,
So it's. I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying. It's more like a community aspect, Norrie, really, isn't it? Down the lower leagues, because the smaller clubs and everyone knows each other, sort of thing. So you've obviously touched a wee bit on the YouTube side of things. So this is the sort of bread and butter of the topic. This is what we really want to get to. So when did you start the YouTube channel, Norrie? What year was it?
Right.
How roughly long ago?
It was only really last season that I started it. And it was only about October, November, believe it or not. But I had, you know, this is where, again, I'd been I've been a member of YouTube since about 2006, and I used to post videos, but it wasn't every week. It was maybe I've been on holiday or a day trip. You know, I did one to Stirling Castle. I visited Stirling Castle. I went to Athelstanford. Look it up. the birth of the Sultan. So I did a wee video of that.
Right, okay.
I would do videos of the Burryman in Queensferry and Fairy Fair and, you know, kind of St. Galladine. I would post it on YouTube, but I never ever did it regularly.
Right.
You know, so but one year I thought, instead of just doing the same photos and the same sort of Burryman music, I'll do a vlog. Because I'd seen vlogs, I said, I should talk to people, I'll interview people, ask the followers about the Burryman, etc. I know it's nothing to do with football, but this is how I got there, because I thought, that's far better than just taking photographs, just sort of recorded and you were there. And so that sort of just progressed into football. I just fancied doing it for the football, because I enjoyed doing it for the Burryman. And that's it.
So, again, we'll read out a wee fact file, Norrie. So, off pod, I said you might learn something about yourself during the interview. So, in the time, 433 videos on your channel.
Yeah.
And just under 2,000 subs which is impressive. And 323,794 views across all 433 videos. So, if you think about it, the size of Queensferry, where we both reside, is what, 20,000?
Yeah.
So you think about Queensferry times, I'm not good at maths, Norrie, you might need to help me out here, but, so, that's incredible numbers. There's a wee thing in your bio, which I really, really like, and it's an ordinary fan going to games.
Yeah.
And I like that. I hope you're going to tell me you came up with that yourself.
I did. Well, I don't want to criticise anybody at all, because I mean, I don't have any ambitions to be a journalist or anything like that, you know. And I do like the fact that I'm an ordinary fan. I pay to get in. You know, I don't want media passes. I don't want special, privileges. You know, I don't want a media box or something like that. I go along to games as a fan, and I speak to people as a fan. And as I say, I don't want to criticise anybody but I'm not a journalist, and I don't want to be a journalist. I don't want to. So I want to remain a fan, and that's really basically what it is.
Yeah, no, it totally does hit the nail on the head, and I think it's just a nice line to sum up the whole channel, because again, this is going to move me on to my next question. So, you've said that you are just an ordinary fan, you just love the football, you like going along and just doing what you see as a hobby, just doing the matchday vlogging. So, obviously, we've seen in the past that matchday vlogging can get a bit of criticism now and again.
Yeah.
There's a lot of positives as well, but let's sort of touch on the sort of negative aspect. Why do you think that is, Norrie? Why do you think that some people see it as a negative thing?
I don't know. I mean, the only negative things I've ever heard is people who don't want to speak to you, which is fine, which is not, you know, I mean, nobody's been critical to my face anyway, so I don't know if there's been something that's come about. I don't know what the phone's ringing.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've not had that much criticism to me personally, but I think there are people who say they don't like, you know, people going, you know, on the phones, they don't want to be in camera, or maybe they feel pressure to be in camera. I'm always pretty good. I ask people, you know, do you want to say anything? If they didn't want to say anything, fine, I don't bother. But I don't know. I think some people think there's maybe too full of themselves. Maybe that's what it might be. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of different opinions on it.
Yeah.
And we've seen the likes of Sam North, who received a bit of criticism for the Motherwell Ultras in terms of his match day vlogging. But so, again, aside from the criticism, what are the positives from it? How do you think, because this is something that I'm quite sort of passionate about, is what do you think it does for the publicity of Scottish football, and more so in the lower leagues?
I think what's fascinating about it is that the clubs are very... I mean, I was very apprehensive in a way, believe it or not. You think I'm a very loud and sort of person, but I was actually a bit apprehensive about going in with a camera, aye, going in with a phone, and also speaking to people. It took me out, it plucked up a bit of courage, and also plucked up a wee bit of courage to ask, well, can I speak to a manager or a coach or some of that? But what I found was that...
We are proudly sponsored by Sharna here at Park the Bus, the independent fashion brand based in Scotland with Swedish soul. As a loyal Park the Bus listener, you can get yourself 10% off on all their clothes at their website, sharna.co.uk. All you need to do is go onto the website, go to where it says discount and promo codes, and type in Park the Bus Pod. It's all one word, Park the Bus Pod. I've popped it in the show notes as well, so you don't miss out. Now, again, I'll let you get back to the interview.
And the positives are, right, so I find that the clubs, I didn't realise, or I wasn't sure how the clubs would react, but I find the clubs, they want you to publicise the game. You know, they're really happy that you've come along, really happy that somebody, it doesn't matter who it is. And I think also I've always been very keen to emphasise, if I know there's a few groundtoppers coming along, I'll tell them the groundtoppers are there. In fact, they actually are happy that these groundhoppers are there as well, because they know that they're tweeting, that they're at the game, they're going to the game and they're talking about it. So, the clubs, I was a bit surprised, but then having said that, now that I realise, I'm not surprised, because they think that publicity is great for the lower leagues, because it's very easy to go, and again, I'm not criticising any of the bloggers, but it's very easy to go to a Rangers, Celtic, Hearts, Hibs game or something like that, and you'll get thousands of views. You know, I think I'm the only person that does women's football as well. I've not seen anybody doing women's football, and I found it really interesting going into the League Two. You know, the Bunbury Groves, the Stennis Muir and Falkirk, the women, fantastic, and they're brilliant as well. They really love the fact that somebody's come along and vlogging their games. You know, and you know why not many people probably do it is because you don't get many viewers. It's actually quite sad. The women's football vlogs are, a couple hundred people watching it, which is quite sad. So I think maybe... See, people do vlogs for viewing figures. Now, I want to get my figures up and I want to get more people, but at the end of the day, I'm not really doing it for that. I'll do it because I enjoy doing it. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I think it's important that you enjoy it, because you do it because you love it, and if the more you enjoy it, the better that it's going to become, and it just naturally grows. But I think you're spot on with what you're saying. I think, you know, the difference between yourself and maybe sort of other guys who do vlogging is that there's a lot of them that, you know, maybe do need the views and sort of turn heads because it's their jobs. Yeah. Whereas the unique aspect of yourself, Norrie, is that you're just doing this because you love football. So it's not like a sort of...
I still get the buzz of visiting grounds, you know, because I set out not to actually go to the same ground twice. I actually set out, when I was doing my vlogs, to go to a different ground every week.
Aye.
I've ended up going to, I don't know how many times I've been to Ainsley Park, but that's because Harsby play there, and Hutchison Vale, and you know, as well as Spartans and Spartans women. But I've been to like even Musselburgh about three times, because I remember there was one time I'd been to one of the games and I realised Musselburgh were playing Haddington. Oh, I can't even say that, you know. So I've actually been to a lot of, and so I broke my own sort of rules, if you know what I mean. I was planning to go around every ground just as a ground topping thing, and I still do that. But I end up, I like that game, and I fancy that game. So, which is good fun.
I think naturally moving on as well, because we've touched on the ground hopping stuff, which is something that myself and Andy have really got into the last couple of years. I'll be honest with you, Norrie, from a personal perspective, I hadn't heard much about ground hopping until before sort of COVID came about, and it was never really a thing. I think it was one of these things that people just done it, but it never had a name. Mainly looking from your perspective, but what I've seen in the last 2-3 years, it's just exploded.
I think it's exploded up here. I think ground hopping was always a big thing in England. You remember the 92 and things like that? You always heard about that in England. And I don't know if it was as big here or if it was certainly as well publicised. But you're right, it seems to be everybody doing it now. And there's a lot of people who, a bit like myself, who were big teams, supporting big teams, have started this, going round and doing the weird teams as well. And I think it's a combination of things. You forget, I always tell you the story about how inexpensive it is. There was one time I got the bus from the bridge, tolls here, over to the park and ride at Halbeath, and I walked to Crossgates, and it was only about half a mile, or a mile, and I paid £3 to get in. Now, of course, I used my bus pass, my age, of course, so free travel, walked to the ground, paid £3 to get in, because concession, £1 for a cup of tea, £1.50 for a pie. I spent about, what was it, £5.50 or something like that for a game of football. And a lot of these places, if you've got kids, you get them in free, you know. So, hey, you want to go to a game of football, you're not getting ripped off by the prices, you know, for £3 for a cup of tea and things like that. So it's good value. So that's another reason why I enjoy going to these sort of games and grounds, because it's good value.
Yeah, and I think what helps is that you've got teams, I mean, obviously us being from the east side, we see more of the east of Scotland. I mean, I've rattled through quite a lot of the grounds, as I'm sure you have as well. I've still got a handful to do, and it's those awkward ones like Coldstream and Newburgh. which we'll get done in the future. But you're right, because the teams are so evenly matched, it makes for a good contest of football.
It does.
And you're going to different places, different grounds, different towns that you might never go to.
And what I like about the fans as well is that they're pretty realistic, you know. Well, it depends what team turns up today, or, you know, we're hoping to get, you know, there's no, like, this sort of, I mean, you know what I mean, like, where in some clubs, in some, in the bigger leagues, you'll get this sort of, no, you know, this arrogance and this sort of, you don't get that, it's a more realistic, they're, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't any arrogant ones or any annoying ones, but they are more, you know, down to earth, to realise, you know, that, you know, they might not be as good, and okay, well, as long as they try their hardest, you know.
I think it's that self-entitlement of, and it's the classic, Norrie, because you talked about finances. You can go and see football in the east of Scotland for less than a tenner, but then a match ticket in the top flight will cost you £25. That's your match ticket. Then you imply everything else. It's a big part of it. So it's great following these junior games, and if you're into ground hopping and you love just going and visit new places, then it's a perfect thing.
Just talking about grounds, I don't know if you notice how you watch my vlogs, obviously I look at the dugouts. I don't know why, I think I'm obsessed with dugouts. I think that's what's great about all these grounds. You very rarely see the same dugouts.
They're all different.
And they're all different. And I always take photos of them and say, oh, look at that one there. Oh, they're not very funny. And the ones that you were talking about, Coldstream, they're like garden huts. They close up at night. It's a public sort of park, you know, but that's another story. They're really unusual. The ones that doing it, Peebles were really, really unique. So I don't know why, but I find dugouts are fascinating
quite
as well.
Fascinating,
and it's really one of these really weird things that are going about. So that's all of it, is exploring grounds.
Aye.
Having a wee walk around the ground is great, you know.
It is. It's a nice, because my biggest thing is I love it if the ground suits the club, Norrie. Like I've always said, because sometimes you go to stadiums, like, so I'm obviously, me being a Kilmarnock fan, I've always said Rugby Park's too big.
It
sucks the atmosphere and the soul out of it a wee bit. But see, when you go to these grounds and they're just perfect for the size of the club and the community, I always find that makes it as well. But no, it's nice. It's nice hearing different things. Dugouts. That's an interest. I'm going to be looking out for that even more now. So moving on from the ground topping, just a wee bit of a sort of fun one now. Nothing sort of too serious. I'm saying moving on for the ground topping. We're not really, because we're actually just about to talk about what's your favourite sort of grounds that you've been at. Have you had to think the first ones that came to your head out of all the ones that you've been ground topping at? What would you say?
You know, my favourite grounds are the ones that have the stands with the unrestricted views, and you're talking about like the Galas, as well as being a fantastic stand, as well the famous stand, the Gala Fairy Dean Rovers. And even the Penny Pit Press and Athletic have a good stand. Socky of that stand. These Socky's are the grounds. Socky, even Lithgow's have again their stand. So these modern stands, you got a good view of the pitch. I love these grounds, you know. So they're the grounds that I like. They're the grounds that is there somebody I've missed out? Probably even Glenrothes has a it's further back, but still it's a, you know, you've got a good stand, unrestricted views, brilliant, you know.
Yeah, I'd say the ones that you've mentioned are definitely sort of top of the pile. And then even ones like Dunbar, where they're just so sort of quite small and unique.
And you've got a new stand, and again, it's quite good, yeah, but it's not, yeah.
And do you ever find that when you go to these grounds, there's always, like you're saying about the dugout, there's always something there. So like Dunbar's right next to a railway, and we were up at, I think it's pronounced Herms, they play in the North Region Super League, and these huge satellite dishes that were just at the back of the pitch.
I never saw that.
But so there's always something like that. So this is one. Sort of coming towards the closure of the pod, is there was a tiny wee debate on Twitter a few months back about the best pies in Scotland, and I love this one, Norrie, because you can imagine you can be a Kelly fan, but what would you say if you had to say that's the one, what would you say is the staple pie that you've had?
I'll tell you what, it actually went on just the other day there's somebody posted, we probably know who it is, I'll no name any names, but somebody posted that they had seen somebody eating the top of the pie first, you know, the pastry at the top,
and then picking out the steak.
And it was a serious tweet, by the way. It was, is this terrible or is it okay, you know? Is a guy a psycho sort of thing, you know? And I thought, you know, you can eat a pie any way you want, you know? But that's how serious it gets. And that's how I get a wee bit fed up with the sort of, it's the best pie. Well, I tell you, I've had some great pies. But I always be really careful not to say that's the best one. Because it's subjective. You know, there's some great, I've had great steak pies at Dalkeith. Was it Lunkery? I had a great one as well. I've had some great steak pies. Well, the one at Gala's great, you know. Brilliant. So, fantastic steak pies. But I'm always very, you know, I never say that's the best one.
Because
it was before somebody, oh, that's a better one. And well, it might be to you, but, so I got a wee bit fed up with the pie debates, that's all.
I think that's a great answer. I'll put closure on it because it depends what taste you have.
It
all comes down to preferences. Because I'll have to put out a shout out here for one of my mates who makes the pies up for Broxburn.
Right.
The John Lawson's pies.
Yeah,
Alvin Parker. Superb.
Another serious point. I mean, you might think I'm obsessed with Dougherty, probably some people are obsessed with pies, but I didn't go to the football to eat pies. And there's a lot of grounds I've not had pies at, but I've heard they're good.
Aye.
You know, but it's not the biggest thing. If I pay £1.50 for a pie and it's just a cheaper pie, so what? It's only £1.50, you know.
Aye.
But I know some people take it seriously, oh, it's a rubbish pie or whatever, but you only pay for what you get, you know.
So, true, exactly. Pay for what you get. So, last couple of ones, Norrie, is what is it you just love the most about the football, the vlogging, just everything in general? What is it that makes you, when you wake up in the morning and you're going to do a match day vlog, what is it that gives you that incentive to do it?
I still go about that buzz of going to a new ground. I still get that sort of seeing a ground, walking in. And seeing, oh, look at the Dougherty's, I'm going to the Dougherty's, you know. Or, oh, that's a good banking. I always go to the Grass banking, aye. And I walk around and I like, so I still get a buzz about that. Also, I've been to some grounds as well, and I wish I did more research sometimes. I think my knowledge of the lower leagues, I'm learning all the time. You'll see photographs of players, your heroes sometimes.
Aye.
Oh, I didn't know they played for that team. The history that some of these clubs have is fantastic. So all that is really interesting, you know, and it's great when the chair or whatever, come in and have a look at the, you know, whatever the board doing or the this and this. When I went to, I could baffle him for ages. I remember going to Crossgates, was it? Aye, Humbug Park they call it.
That's right, aye.
And the guy came out and he showed me the team sheet he had, a list, and of course I had James Baxter on it, you know.
Jim Baxter played before.
I know the Statue of Hill of Beath, but 2 miles down the road, and so they've got this, you know, that's fantastic having that, eh? Yeah. So you've got the statue of Jim Baxter up a Hill of Beath. They have that James Baxter. Brilliant, you know.
You're absolutely right.
These sort of things is great to find out about. And a wee shout out for I have to edit that back again. What is it? I'm terrible when it comes to that. There's no Lough Gower, there's the other one. The club, it doesn't matter. I'll come
back to you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, and a wee shout out for Ligale Albert. They actually have a guy who's the assistant secretary. I think it's Patrick somebody. He has done a lot of study and research about the club, and he was showing me a lot of info. Fascinating. So it's great when the clubs have, they'll spend that time of people in who actually have a lot of history about the football. So it's like history. It's interesting. All these wee towns, mining villages, it's all part of your social history. Right. You know, there were mining teams, and there was actually two or three teams sometimes, you know. There were mining teams, works teams, you know. So it was always fascinating finding out about that, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, lastly, Norrie, what does the future hold for you? Do you plan on just sticking to being an ordinary fan going to games? Do you plan on growing the channel? Or do you maybe want to put a spin on anything else in the channel? What do you think is the plan?
I want to keep it basically what it is. I mean, there was one wee diversion I did when I went to KSQ, as you know all about. In fact, I heard they got a wee achievement at the SFV recently, but anyway. And it was when they were starting a women's team, and it was just a wee kickabout with Bathgate, was it? And it was just, so it wasn't a match day vlog, and it was more like a wee documentary about the KSQ women's team developing. So I can see myself doing a bit more of that, you know, a bit more of the sort of, still doing match day vlogs and sticking to football. One thing I'm interested in maybe doing, here's a wee heads up, is the mental health. They do a lot of work in the mental health, they kick about. They do it in Bathgate and Livingston, so that would maybe be an interesting thing to go along and speak to the people organising it. So things like that. So still doing football, but maybe trying to branch out into a slightly different, a bit like podcasts, talking to people and you know, someone, you know.
No, superb. No, brilliant. Well, Norrie, it's been nice. It was nice to actually finally get you along after a wee bit back and forth of trying to sort out times and dates. And but we'll call it a night there. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, Norrie, as I said, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon, maybe as a guest at some point, maybe just to talk a wee bit more about football and the upcoming news, because as we say, Scottish football is forever a revolving door. There's never a dull moment in our game. But we've been Park the Bus, and thanks very much for listening, and tune in next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norrie.